Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, February the 25th, 2022. 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and I think we all made it through what was supposed to be another scary night of weather that really turned into nothing. And let me tell you what I mean by this. We are on a level one snow advisory. I believe we're still on that. We went on a level one last night about 1:20 a.m., and I have not seen that canceled yet. But I talked about it all week. Over the weekend, Sunday, Monday, people were talking about 3 to 5 inches. And then we got to Tuesday, and people were talking about, well, it's going to be 1 to 3 inches, but it's going to be sleet and snow and freezing rain and all kinds of awful stuff. And by the time we got to yesterday, it was still, it's going to be snow, it's going to be inches, 1 inch, maybe 2 inches. It's going to be a horrible night overnight. And it looks like we're at the end of what was supposed to be a terrible storm, and it is icy. If you go outside, be very, very careful, because walkways are icy, sidewalks are icy, things of that nature. But roads are clear. Maybe if you live in the county, they might be a little rough. But here in the city, really not rough at all. I went down, even the street I live on was not icy, and I'm sure nobody has salted that. The side road that I live on, that was okay. Meyer parking lot was okay. 95 was okay. McDonald's parking lot was okay. The Boulevard was okay, which sometimes can be difficult. South Prospect was okay. Delaware Avenue, all the roads I was on this morning were absolutely okay. But be careful when you get in and out of your car, because walkways are icy. And it did, obviously, glaze over last night. But really, no snow to speak of. I don't even know if you call this a dusting. Things are kind of white. But that's about it. Certainly not even a quarter inch of snow came with this storm. And it's kind of interesting because we got people all worked up. Even up until yesterday, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I had people coming in saying, oh boy, I got to get ready for that storm that's coming. And I guess maybe it didn't come. We got ice, but certainly the snow part of it did not come. But that's that. How is it in your neck of the woods this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Hopefully it is okay where you are. Want to tell you, yesterday I thank everybody who sent me birthday wishes. I certainly do appreciate that. Ran into a lot of people yesterday as I was out in the public that were very nice, said happy birthday. I want to thank Jeannie Evers, who sent me a birthday card. That's something I wish I was better at, sending birthday cards. I am just not good at that. And Jeannie is very good at that, and I got the birthday card, and I appreciate that. And I did get the message from Phyllis Shirk wishing me a happy birthday, although Phyllis is down a little under the weather right now, so she will not be able to make my birthday dessert this week, but she promised it would come next week, so I look forward to that. Anything Phyllis cooks, I'm always excited about. So I appreciate the birthday wish from her, and I got email birthday wishes. It was just very nice. Last night went out to dinner with Angie and my mom, and we had a great time. Went to Red Lobster. I had not been to Red Lobster in quite a while, but I do love fish. I got the fish and chips and cheese sticks and just had a great time. Now, here's something that's interesting. Angie got me some nice gifts for my birthday, and I'm going to talk about one of those in a second because I have it here in the studio with me. But she got me, now you, anybody who listens to this program knows of my love for Oreo Blizzards. It's become a tradition at certain times of the year. Anytime I pass a Dairy Queen, I think about the Oreo Blizzard. Nobody does Oreo Blizzards like Dairy Queen. Now, other places do versions of the Blizzard, but to me, nothing is like Dairy Queen's Blizzard. Well, in any event, Angie gives me this cake yesterday. And at first sight, I thought, well, it's just, you know, your normal birthday cake, and I appreciate that. It is an Oreo Blizzard cake. Now, can you imagine? I didn't even know something like that existed. Now, it's in my freezer at home right now. I cannot tell you how it tastes because I have not gotten to it yet. Hopefully, I get to it this afternoon, so tonight when I'm on with Angie from 8 to 10, I can tell you how this thing tastes, which I'm sure is delicious. But what a great, thoughtful gift to give to somebody. That is such a perfect gift for me, and I thank Angie for doing that, because right now I'm thinking about eating it, and it distracts me a little bit, because I love an Oreo Blizzard like nothing else. Now, before I get into the other gift that Angie got me here, I do want to send some news your way. I'm getting messages right now that some work places are on delay this morning, as well as schools. Let's see here. I don't know. I mean, is it bad in the county? It's probably bad in the county. What I was going to say about the ice was, when I was in the line at McDonald's this morning, I could see where the water running down the building from all the melting snow and rain we had just froze right on the building. And that probably has caused some roads not to be fit for travel this morning. But honestly, in the city, the main roads, and even the side roads, Washington over here was not slippery as I came down the road. So it really is not bad, and there's no snow mixed in with this ice, so that makes life a little easier. In any event, how is it in your neck of the woods? 740-383-9944. Do you think they built this storm up to be far worse than it actually turned out to be? It just seems like kind of a nothing. I mean, be prepared. There's going to be some ice, but it really didn't turn into what we thought it would be. I just heard River Valley closed today, which is interesting. As I say, sidewalks are icy, but you know, make sure when you get out of your car, you watch. But I don't see where the roads are icy at all or snow covered. In any event, there was a news story yesterday that I just got this morning that I didn't have a chance to get on the news, so I want to relay this story to you because it's an awful story. I guess this was yesterday. At 9:55 a.m. yesterday, Thursday, FMFD, Fort Morrow Fire Department, responded to a report of a two-vehicle accident at State Route 98 and Marion Cardington Road East. Captain Mitchell arrived and found one vehicle with heavy damage and immediately called for med flight. The patient was extracted and transported to Marion General Hospital, meeting med flight at the helipad. The patient was then flown to Columbus for further treatment. Mutual aid was provided by First Consolidated and Pleasant Township Fire. No further injuries were reported, and the area remained closed for investigation. So we hope everybody, the pictures are awful of this. Hopefully the person involved in this is okay, and it's my understanding the car might have even caught fire, but that's the update we have right now, and if we have any more information, we'll send it your way. I know a lot of people listened to Scanners and saw this yesterday, so I wanted to give you the the updated information here this morning. Angie sent this over. You know, she's becoming quite a good news person. Her dad would be very, very proud of her. She's become quite the news person and quite the curious person. Far more suited for radio than I think she would have ever believed. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, you sound a little bit older today.
You know what? I'm far more awake today. Yesterday, after the power outage and the changing of the tire, I was dead tired yesterday. At least this morning, I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yep, it's a nice good number you're sporting there in the longevity department. So this winter storm, Nancy, I think her last name is Reagan. And you know,
she's petite and quiet.
Well, just say no to snow because. You didn't get very much, did you?
Yeah, I can still see the grass. It's just
right,
maybe.
They were calling for 5 to 8 inches over the weekend. That's why when the weatherman did his forecast, it was like, well, we might get 5 to 8, or we might get 5 to 8 millimeters. We got maybe 5 to 8 millimeters. And the latest was 1 to 3 inches, which didn't happen, at least not in Marion. It was fairly localized. Outside my door, all I'm seeing is dead grass.
This is not even measurable. There's really nothing even on the ground. It looks like it might have snowed for about 30 minutes and nothing accumulated, and that was that.
There's my wise crack. I just kind of thought about that. That it was Winter Storm Nancy. I don't think we've ever really had a storm named Nancy before. I kind of like that name, so I was thinking, again, Nancy Reagan. Just say no to the snow.
Well, you know what was interesting to me about this is, and I understand whether people are trying their best, but I just wish, because this is what happens, that they would not give accumulation totals 4 days ahead of time, because they clearly don't know. They clearly have no idea. Why don't they just say snow expected? I think that would not make people so nervous.
You know, when the weatherman did his forecast, and the weatherman's a close personal friend of mine, he kind of saw that 5 to 8 inches, and he had his doubts, whereas the last one, we were kind of due, because we had little snow here and there, but as a total, we're about half what we're supposed to get during a winter season, and it's going to be March on Tuesday. So it's like, okay, well, we might get 5 to 8 inches, and the 1 to 3 was a little less definite, because 1 inch, that's not going to make a big effect, but we didn't even get that. We got maybe 1 centimeter in some areas.
And the ice is really
tricky, you know, and it was yesterday evening I was driving around, and that would be in southern Delaware County and far northern Franklin County. It was raining pretty hard, but it was not slippery. The temperature was just over freezing. It just because the ground had still been warm. And that's kind of fascinating, too, that the ground temperature, so many things that affect exactly what's going to fall from the sky.
And well, the sheriff
rain in late February.
Well, the sheriff department issued the level 1 at 1:20. So at 1:20, it might have been slippery. But when I went out this morning and I pulled out of my garage, I thought, well, you know, this is probably going to be slippery. And there was not a road. Even the parking lot at Meijer, which I'm sure is not heavily salted, I wasn't slipping and sliding in that. In this side road over here, Washington, which certainly is not one of the main drags, it wasn't slippery. It's just not. I think they were ready. I think the snow plow or the salt truck snow plows were out. The sidewalks are not great. You know, you got to be careful there because that obviously did freeze. But I think the roads are just so traveled, and the salt trucks were out last night. I saw them out last night when I was leaving Red Lobster. And I walked last night kind of late because I didn't get home from dinner till after 8, so it was 9, 10 o'clock when I walked. It wasn't icy.
Washington's a good yardstick because it does cut into 2 major roads, but the road itself isn't the greatest.
And it's not icy this morning.
And you see, I remember when we had the big snow, we had the cars that were parked, and they were kind of surrounded by these tremendous snow piles. It's like, does anybody ever drive those cars? That was kind of fascinating. But if Washington's in good shape, then I think it wasn't too bad.
No, I'm sure where there were puddles, it's icy, but Other than that, when you get out of your car, be careful if you haven't put your feet on the ground, because driveways and steps and walkways, now they're icy, but roads, I didn't see one this morning, and I drove in from the county. So if there are icy roads, I don't know where they are. Some schools did cancel, some work did delay, but I think honestly that was more based on fear. And I do think these weather people, they always overguess. Even in the big storm we had back in early February, they were calling for a foot. We didn't get a foot. We got about eight and a half.
Yeah, not some areas, but yeah, Marion was 8 inches. I think was about right.
Yeah, so
you get a big snowfall once, twice a year, and it wasn't too bad.
I think if I was a weatherman or a meteorologist or whatever they want to be called, I think I would start underestimating by about 3 inches, and you would probably end up being more accurate than most of them are.
Yeah, it's kind of like playing dollar bill poker and seeing what the serial number is and what you can guess.
Why do meteorologists do that? I'm so confused, because if you're looking at a model and you're days away and you really don't know, why do you always go high instead of low? What's the difference? I mean, if you said there's going to be 2 inches and there ended up being four, what's the difference?
You have to under-dramatize versus over-dramatize. Get people prepared. And that way, if it's not as bad, well, then they're happy. But if you underestimate, it's like, well, weatherman said we were going to get 2 inches of snow. We got 5 inches. I guess that would be the less desirable situation.
Yeah, but 99% of the time, they're working people up for no reason.
In this case, the temperature was so close to freezing. I mean, you go a mile and maybe a difference of 1 or 2 degrees, and that's going to affect what's coming from the sky as well as what's on the ground. So this was an interesting study. I mean, in my area near the Franklin, Delaware County line, it was just rain, and it wasn't even that cold. We had that wind earlier, and it was just kind of felt like a late winter rain.
I
looked at my driveway. All I'm seeing is dead grass.
It's one of those things. Just blew on over. Now what are the meteorologists on the morning show saying this morning? Now, have they moved on to the next subject now?
Yeah, I haven't watched. I mean, the situation in Europe obviously is a big story.
Well, yeah, a few people were talking about that yesterday, but I think, you know, it is what it is, and it will be what it will be, and
in this country is just enormous, and that's certainly the big story. I mean, and the economy, you know, gas price is up, food price is up, so.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that I'm not going to get into here at this point, but it's interesting how, to me, in all these situations, blame seems to go, again, just like everything else, I guess, in the world politically. That this is why this is happening. Well, if you really looked at why this is happening, you would see why it's happening, and it's not always politics. Politics is not always the answer to everything.
Many factors, and exactly what somebody thinks the factor is part of the debate, and that just makes it more fascinating, but bottom line is we're all Americans, and we want the world and the country to be the best they can be.
Well, you know, Putin is who he is, and clearly a lot of presidents and politicians have known he's nutty for years, and some people think he's not nutty. Well, I think in the last couple days we've found out that he's pretty nutty.
Yeah, he certainly is a strong character. Okay, well, I appreciate the call, Scott.
And all right.
They're naming winter storms like they named tropical storms, so who knows what they're going to name next. But I'm still kind of looking for a storm named Adam, but being the first, starting with the letter A, it isn't going to be as common, but we'll see.
All right, thank you.
It comes later in the alphabet. All right, see you later,
bye-bye.
Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, talking about a national issue like the Ukraine issue, which was on a few people's mind yesterday, I do have to say, when I was out in the public, it is what it is at this point, and there's really nothing more to say than that. Vladimir Putin, I would think at this point you would think that he's not a nice man, but maybe some people think he's a nice man. I don't know. Honestly, that sort of thing, it interests me to the point that I pay attention to what's going on around the world, and I don't want anybody to be killed, like a lot of people were killed in the Ukraine, but then again, I really don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it, because it does, it just becomes political. It just becomes a political issue, and I really don't understand why that's a political issue. Last time I checked, Vladimir Putin was not an American politician, and the Ukraine and Russia were not American cities or countries, and you do what you do. I don't know. That's the way it goes. How is it in your neck of the woods this morning? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. How is it in your neck of the woods? As I said, some businesses have delayed opening this morning and some schools have canceled this morning, River Valley being one of those, but other than walkways, really, I don't see the big issue, but again, I don't live way out in the county, so that could have something to do with it. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, and we are going to have some games here this morning, just have some fun as the week rounds out here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, all the schools except for Elgin have closed. Elgin is on remote learning.
So basically they've all pretty much closed.
Yeah, well, there's not going to be anybody at Elgin, but they actually specifically said remote learning. The rest of them just say closed.
Really? So Harding ended up closing as well, Marion City Schools.
Yeah, my wife told me that this morning, so I didn't have to go get my granddaughter to take her to school.
You know, I would imagine people like Doc Brown and Dr. Thede are, Dr. Thede's still with us as far as I know, but Doc Brown would be spinning in his grave that Marion City Schools were canceled on a day like today.
They never canceled when I was a kid.
No,
except for the
no.
Blizzards.
Me either.
I think I got 3 days for that.
Yeah, I can't, things have changed, I think, because of open enrollment. And more kids being bused because of the outlay of Marion City Schools, but I really don't know what the issue is this morning that would cause this. As I say, walkways are icy. Maybe the roads are icy out in the county. I don't know. But there was no road that I was on this morning that I even remotely slid, and even in the parking lot at Meijer and McDonald's, I wasn't sliding around. So I'm not sure what caused all this.
I know, I watched plow trucks go up and down 309 last night. I suppose they were out treating the road, because, I mean, looks like traffic's traveling just about 45 miles an hour down the road.
Well, I wonder if this has to, I wonder if it figures in any with the weather reports, that the schools hear these weather reports all week, which are horrible, 3 to 5 inches, sleet, snow, freezing rain, all this, and they prepare for the building to be closed, and they almost feel like they have to because, you know, we don't want to be this wrong.
It started out with a 2-hour delay.
What's that?
It started out with a 2-hour delay, and then they up and closed it.
Right, I don't... A 2-hour delay for Marion City Schools would have been, what, 9 o'clock? I think that would have... That's the time Harding would have started. Would have been 9 o'clock.
9:30. I can't remember if they start. I think they started 7:30, the high schoolers.
Right. I don't know. And maybe the roads are icy somewhere. And if they are, I don't want any kid to be put in a bad position. Maybe they're nervous because the kids would have to walk to the bus stop and they don't want them falling on the sidewalk. The sidewalks are icy.
Maybe the people that drive the buses couldn't get in the bus.
It could be. Could be.
Hey, you don't know where I can get a blanket for my trees, do you? They look awful cold out there, covered nice.
You know, that's funny, because the trees do look bad, and as I said, McDonald's, I could see where the water coming down the building had actually frozen on the building.
Oh, and, yeah, I got icicles hanging off my deck railing and hanging off my spouting, and, I mean, it formed last night as it was raining.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely was a point last night where all that water turned to ice. But I just don't think there was enough on the road, and the road was warm enough to where it didn't really translate into treacherous situations that lasted to this morning. Now, yeah, maybe at 1 o'clock, I wasn't out at 1 o'clock when they issued the level 1, it might have been bad, but it just doesn't seem like much right now.
I think they more did that just so they could, you know, they wanted people to stay off the road so they could get out and treat them.
It could be. It could be. I don't know what it was like last night overnight. When it first switched over, I can imagine that it was probably pretty treacherous.
Yeah, well, like I said, I sat here and watched plow trucks go up and down 309 out here in Big Island. They take really good care of this road. I mean, they're forever going up and down. So.
Well, I just hope that the weathermen, because we're getting toward the end of this season, I hope the weathermen next year maybe take some of this into account and start waiting till we get a little closer before they start doing these extended projections that get people all worked up.
They won't.
No, they won't. But, you know, hope springs eternal, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. How is it where you are? How are the roads? The weather is always an interesting topic. That is for sure. 740-383-9944. I guess all the schools now are closed except for Elgin, which will be on remote learning, which basically means nobody will be going to the Elgin school buildings. I believe we're still on a level one. I have not gotten any indication that we're not on a level one, but be careful of the sidewalks. Be careful of the walkways, but the roads don't seem to be in that bad of a condition at this particular point, which is a good thing on all accounts. Go ahead, caller.
Marion, Prep Academy's got a professional development day, no school, and they got parent conferences Monday, no school.
So the Prep Academy wasn't going to be there anyway?
No.
No. Yeah, I know Marion City was on a two-hour delay when I was coming in, but I guess they've canceled out now, right along with all the other county schools. Yeah. Have you been out this morning?
No, I just opened the door and looked out and went back.
Yeah, the sidewalks are treacherous, and so are any steps. If you have steps on your porch, I'd be leery of those. But the roads really aren't that bad in town.
Well, my daughter came in from Big Island to go to work, and she said Prospect Street was blocked for some reason. It looked like there's wires down.
You know, there, I don't know about Prospect Street. I mean, I'm on Prospect Street, but I didn't see anything blocked off. But
she's on the fair and down towards Fairground, that end of Prospect.
Oh, okay. It could be down there. I do know on the boulevard there was a tree down. You know, that's one thing that does happen with ice storms like this. You know, the ice weighs down the trees and things like that. But it was a little tree on the boulevard, so not anything that was blocking the road, thank goodness.
I just want to know that the Prep Academy was closed before this even came up.
Well, I appreciate the information. Thanks for calling.
But they'll be closed Monday, too.
Closed Monday. Got it. Thank you.
That's parent teachers' conferences.
So hopefully everybody's able to make it out to them.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. How is it in your area this morning? Hopefully, if you don't have to go out, you're not going out because the roads, I don't know. I don't think they're icy, but the sidewalks are. Sidewalks, steps, things of that nature are a little rough this morning. 740-383-9944. Talking weather is always interesting. And here comes another call down the pike, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
My daughter works for Marion City Schools, and there's a bus shortage.
Oh, is that what's going on?
That's what's going on.
A bus shortage.
Yes.
Now,
she has to be at work at 7:30, and I watch my granddaughter. I take her to school to River Valley. They were on a two-hour delay, but they eventually closed. But my daughter called about a quarter of eight and said, well, they just closed because of a bus shortage.
Now, is that just people not coming in to drive the buses?
She just said bus shortage, so I don't know. I'm assuming they don't have enough drivers. I don't know.
You know what's interesting? Yesterday I got the word that I believe it's starting Monday, Marion City is loosening up their mask policy. I guess only people who have been quarantined or who have been around somebody have to wear masks. So a lot of things changing right now with Marion City.
Things are changing.
Yeah, things are changing.
That was the reason for schools closing today, at least Marion City, is
bus shortage.
Not enough buses.
That's interesting. Hey, thanks for the news.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Now, that would make sense because I just can't imagine Marion City schools canceling because of the weather. I guess in some way this might be weather related if people could not get in to drive the buses. But it's a different world, I guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How is the weather where you are? Hopefully not bad. But really be careful with those steps and walkways. I know people have a tendency to walk out and thinking everything's okay, and they go out there walking fast, and they hit that sidewalk, and down they go. We don't need any broken bones today. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just seen a little old lady that didn't have any business being out, but she had a little puppy taking him for his morning walk. She's walking down. Now, I don't know if she's on the sidewalk or in the grass. But anyway, she looked like she's about 80 years old. And she was out there taking her little dog for a morning walk. And I thought, okay, I bet you she went. But the thing of it is, with the closing and everything, as my brother used to say, you know, if we didn't have lawyers, we wouldn't need them. When people get so upset over mask wearing, what would they get all riled up if they had school today and there was a bus wreck?
Well, you know, I think back to the days, because I can remember Doc Brown, but even Dr. Thede. Now, Dr. Thede did not leave Marion City Schools till I think the early 2000s. Now, he was not as strict as Doc Brown on these snow days, but he was pretty strict. Marion City Schools did not cancel often at all. They were never near their calamity days. And I wonder what they would think today. I wonder if we are a more litigious society, and that's really what this is all about. I think of all the stories coming out of Marion City lately, and in a way, I really do feel bad for those administrators because they're being faced with mask issues, weather issues, racial issues, which were on the front page of the Star, and what's the other thing they've got going on right now?
The whole thing of it is the school officials and the school board, everything has to be, if they're going to do something wrong, that some parent that's sitting home, probably not working, is going to sue them for. And they can find a lawyer that's going to help them. You know, it didn't used to be like that. my brother used to say if we didn't have lawyers, we wouldn't need them if we didn't have them. Because everybody's going to sue for everything. And that's what the school board has to, that's another thing they have to worry about is, you know, somebody done a little skip when they shouldn't. And somebody's sitting home and then they get a lawyer. And the next thing you know, they've got $100,000 in their pocket that they didn't have before. But the sad part of this, of kids not going to school, is when they become adults and get a job, when the weather's bad, they don't think they should have good work either.
Well, that's true, and I wonder what this generation that is living through this right now, what they will be like when they go to the workforce. Punishment was the other thing that Marion City Schools is under the gun about right now, being questioned about. I don't know what has happened. I don't know why people are so... people have always questioned rules. I mean, this is nothing new. But to do it in such a big... big way, to do it in such a public way, it almost seems like they feel if they can take somebody to task in the public eye, that that somehow is going to change it and make things better. It's a very odd thing and unfortunate.
Well, and then you look at these situations where there is, and they sue somebody, and they come out with $100,000 or $500,000 is what they're, of course, the lawyer gets most of it. But, you know, and you think, what in the world, really? And where's all this money? And I'm telling you, Scott, that money machine must be working overtime because we don't have anything that's $1,000 or even $1 million. Everything is a trillion or more. Well, they can't print it fast enough.
Well, I'll tell you what is sad to me, and it's just because it's going on right now, and as I said, I don't want to make this a big thing this morning or get into the politics, but this whole Ukraine thing, people are talking about it in public, but it's funny because they'll blame somebody or something, but that's the extent of what they know about the story. If you and people can test this. Somebody will speak about the gas prices or Ukraine or Russia or whatever it is, and they'll blame it on. So they'll go, well, that darn person or that darn person. But if you said to that person, well, what's going on over there that's causing this? They would have no clue.
I know. Well, it's because we get most of our information via the Internet. And if it makes it onto the Internet, it is a fact.
Right.
You know that.
Well, you know what I've always said is kind of what you're saying here on a local level. 99% of people in Marion and 99% of U.S. citizens, no matter what political party or where they work or whatever, they want America to do okay because they live here. They wouldn't self-sabotage themselves. But yet, we draw these lines, and we draw these lines in school. You know, it's the teachers versus the parents. It's the administrators versus the teachers and the parents. It's the students now have a very big say in what goes on. And I don't know how you operate a school district efficiently when that's going on.
Well, and that's absolutely true. I said I put three kids through school, and I never one time ever had to go to the called in to the teacher or the principal. But when they left home, they knew that they were the boss. That's just the way it was. Like it or not, that's the way it is. That won't be your last boss you'll have in this life. But it's the way parents send kids out. With their attitude. Like I say, these babies are born a tiny little perfect thing, a less perfect little seed, and you can either nurture it to be a flower or a weed.
It's a good way to put it. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour. On this Getaway Friday, February 25th, 2022, 740-383-9944. A lot of topics here this morning, and, you know, I appreciate that. We can get off in any area of anything you would like to talk about. Remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'll talk about the weather a little bit.
Go right ahead.
Everyone complains, but no one does anything about it.
Now, as far as what?
As fixing it.
Fixing the weather?
Yeah.
Like going out?
Mark Twain said that years ago.
It's a good line, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But you know what? What would you have imagined Marion City Schools would have canceled today?
Well, yeah, because my neighbor's truck's got a tree limb laying in it. And I live on the north end of town. Yeah.
I just, when I was going down the roads today in town, it just did not seem that bad. I do see some trees down.
Well, you know, I live on the north end of Fair Park, and I can see storms out of the west in the Bucyrus, Upper Sandusky. They have a heck of a lot more storm seas like we do. That we have a different weather pattern, I think, than the far north part of our county. I think it has a different weather pattern than the middle or the southern end of our county.
It could. I just wonder... Well, we had a caller a few minutes ago who said that the reason they canceled was a bus shortage.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, now, I don't know if a lot of bus drivers live in the county or if they live in other areas. That very well could be. I know there have been bus issues.
Other school districts, I don't know about Marion, had a shortage of bus drivers to begin with. So if you add inclement weather... And they have bus drivers do other things during the day. After they drop the kids off, they go home and have other things to do. Maybe they couldn't provide the service today because of the other things they do in their life of the two-hour delay. Plus, you may not have the right number of drivers to begin with.
And that could be. I just would guess 20 years ago, and certainly 40 years ago, that on a day like today, school would not have been canceled in the city.
Well, I wasn't here 40 years ago, but I was here 30 years ago. And my kids seem to go to school a lot more when they were younger. So they're all grown up now.
Yeah, it's...
My grandkids seem to not go to school as often.
You know, I liked your Mark Twain quote. What do you think Mark Twain was thinking when he said that? Just the irony?
Well, he was out in San Francisco at the time, when he said he spent the coldest one of his life was in the summer of San Francisco or something like that. I don't know if he was there or, you know, he was a pretty witty fellow, so I don't really know.
I like the quote. I didn't realize that was a Twain quote when you said it, but I like that.
Yep.
That's
interesting.
Everyone
complains, but no one does anything about it.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for being out there.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. A little bit of Mark Twain here this morning. Everybody complains about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Remember, phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying in, 740-383-9944. Who knows? Bus shortages... For whatever reason, icy weather, icy roads, weather forecasts that are a little maybe amped up, scarier than they need to be. It's a different world, and you know the internet does play a part in this. I hate to say that, but you know, you see these weather reports on the internet. It used to be you actually had to watch the television or listen to the radio to hear the horrible weather report. Well, that's out the window. All you have to do is pick up your phone and there it is. You know, I was in a restaurant last night and nobody called attention to it, but you know that noise that comes up when there's a weather alert, you know, the that sort of thing. I was sitting in the Red Lobster last night and during dinner I heard that noise. And I'm sure it was coming from somebody's phone. I didn't see whose phone it was. I don't know if it was somebody sitting at the table with me or if it was somebody at a different table. But I'm sure it was a weather alert. And we get these on our phone now. So I think that also amps people up to a certain degree because they are constantly confronted with it. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We are going to play some games here this morning, have some trivia, have some Family Feud, the whole spiel here today, and we do have a prize to give away, which will be fun. And there's the gift. I want to get to that gift that I got for my birthday yesterday that I find very interesting. So stay safe. Stay with us. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
You've been nice to me, too, I'll tell you. As I said, you're my favorite interviewer.
Well, that
is. And I've had a lot of people interview me. In fact, you know, there's